33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and it is absolutely a little bit toasty. We're still holding steady, by the way, at 87, man. And the humidity does keep ticking up and up. It's going to be like this for the next couple of days. Saturday, first chance that there might be just a little bit of relief. We were looking at a couple of scattered thunderstorms on Saturday and probably the same thing on Sunday. Sam Richardson from the Jewish Community Federation, good guy, and somebody who I really had a great interaction with when he and I first chatted, and absolutely loved having him on the air a couple of weeks back. And we said, you know, let's try and get together on the air on a regular basis, just to talk about things in the Jewish community. There are a lot of people within the Jewish community itself who are not aware of some of the resources, some of the activities going on. And then outside the Jewish community, it's fascinating to get calls and emails from people who say, hey, Jeff, can we do something, right? We've seen terrible, terrible activities over the last few weeks. In fact, since the last time that Sam and I chatted, we have the murder of two wonderful young people up in Washington, D.C. We have this absolutely appalling situation out in Boulder, Colorado. And so there are people reaching out to me, I'm happy to say, who are saying, hey, is there anything we can do to help? Now, I guess we're having some difficulty getting Sam. You know, that's okay, Jerm. It's okay, because I think Avi Remitz is on. Avi is part of the Federation. He's part of something called Next Gen. And this is about young adults here in Richmond, here in Central Virginia, and getting together and knowing other young Jewish adults. Avi, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. All right. I fear that I have aged out of Next Gen, despite my my young at heart feelings. So tell us all a little bit about it. And also, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about some of the challenges getting young adults together like that.
Yeah, no problem. So Next Gen, short for Next Generation, is our Jewish leaders here in Richmond through the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. This is part of the Jewish Federations of North America. They offer for young adults this sort of age group and programs for those in this age group. It's for young adult Jews in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, young at heart, possibly, to engage and connect in programs, activities, leadership opportunities, just all different ways to kind of either get involved locally in our Jewish community, connect with one another, or learn about current issues plaguing the Jewish world, and volunteer their time as well. As far as your question of current issues, yeah, I think a lot of those in the Jewish community are feeling a little segmented. You know, they are sort of scared to maybe talk about Israel, Israeli politics with any of their friends that maybe are or even aren't Jewish, because of the polarization that it currently is facing. So what I find often is people come to our events, such as our big Hanukkah party, just to kind of relax, not have those conversations, and be amongst their community.
All right. Well, I love the sound of that. And it is official. Look, if I have I have children who are in the age group, then clearly I'm not, which is good. It's good for them to find other young Jewish community members in Central Virginia. Central Virginia is not necessarily known traditionally as the biggest or the most active Jewish community. So I think that there's probably more involved in bringing people in. Am I right?
Yeah. So that's a little bit of what my job is. Yep. I've moved here about a year ago, And I continually engage with people, grab coffee, lunch over Zoom, talk about what we have to offer. And I could say mostly all the time after we have that conversation, people are like, wow, I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that there was more than the five young adults that I see in my synagogue or, you know, I know from work or something like that. Like people are generally surprised at how large our young adult Jewish community is.
Yeah. Avi Remitz is joining us. The Jewish Federation of Richmond Next Gen is his bailiwick. I look at it, again, through the perspective of my sons. I'll give you an example. So for us, my sons both attend college. One graduated now, but attended college out of state. We moved here from out of state. For us, crazy as it sounds, for Saturdays, we still do a Zoom with our old shul in Massachusetts. So for them getting, you know, it's crazy, right? But it is what it is. And so for them getting connected is a little more difficult. You know, the Hillel on campus and stuff like that. So talk about some of the fun stuff. I mean, we're here in Shavuot. And as I explained to my listeners who are not Jewish, for whatever reason, we went all in on dairy for Shavuot. So what do you got cooking? We got ice cream. We got sour cream. We got blintzes. What are you doing?
So it just passed, but one of my colleagues who we work pretty closely because she works with our young families, which generally fall in that next gen age range, had an ice cream social with the Kahila group. It's the local synagogue without walls that we find a lot of young adults kind of gravitate towards because of their fluidity. They're very inclusive. So for Shavuos, they did this great big ice cream social party. And from what I saw, it was really educational for the kids because the rabbi, Rabbi Patrick, kind of did this little Moses climbing up the mountain, receiving the Ten Commandments, all while using graham crackers, ice cream, things that, you know, the kids and families enjoyed.
Nice.
We work together all across the community to help promote some of these synagogue events that we partner on, the JCC, things like that, that if it pertains to this age group, I'm usually in the know and help kind of either direct people towards it, partner with it, and make sure that we have a good amount of people attending.
I love that, Avi. All right. How do we send people to you? I'm speaking specifically, not just people in general, but Harry Katz and Joe Katz. How do we send them in your direction?
So you can go on our website, jewishrichmond.org. We have a young adult section there. If you fill out, you know, I'm looking for more information, you can contact one of us. You could find my email on there. You could join our mailing list. If people have a pen and paper, it's just my first initial last name. So aremitz@jewishrichmond.org. And I'm always happy, like I said, to grab coffee, do lunch, whatever it means to meet with people and tell them about these wonderful opportunities that we have for this age range.
I love it. Avi, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Give everybody the contact information one more time. And before you do it, let me give this disclaimer for the Bubbies, especially who are listening. Avi is not in the matchmaking business. He will not find a nice Jewish boy or a nice Jewish girl for your grandchildren. All right, go ahead, Avi. Contact info.
Let me just interject there. I will not personally. I try when it does come up. That's not the goal of my job, but all Jewish events hope for Jewish grandchildren. What I will say is coming up in middle of July, in partnership with the Weinstein JCC, we'll actually be putting on a singles event for our Jewish community. So not to put your foot in your mouth, but we are trying to make those matches next month.
How about that? All right. Now you definitely have got to give that contact info one more time, Avi.
Sure. So it is aremetz@jewishrichmond.org. Or my office number is 804 545-8681. And like I said, I'm happy to connect, talk more. We have monthly, semi-monthly activities, different leadership programs, and groups so that people can engage in our community and be more involved in Jewish Richmond.
I love it. Avi, I thank you for being here, my friend. Sam Richardson is joining us. Now, Sam, as no offense to Sam, but Sam and I were the same age. So, Sam, you know, we're out of the whole next-gen thing. They won't even talk to us, but that's okay, right?
Only by a decade or so.
That's it. That's it. So we just missed the cutoff. And
that's right.
You know what? That's good. It's all good. How you been, sir?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, listen, the pleasure is always mine. Now, we had a great time chatting with Avi and some of the great stuff that he's doing. What else is going on over there at the Federation right about now, given that since the last time that you and I chatted, I hate to say it, we lost two beautiful people in Washington, D.C. We lost someone right in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, my gosh, I want us to talk at least once where we don't have to deal with that, but we got to deal with it.
Unfortunately, yes. As well, a baby last week in Israel.
Yes.
There was a terror attack on a young couple. The baby was born just as the mother was passing away, and then unfortunately the baby also died last week. So there's a lot of emotion, a lot of fear locally. There is a lot of questioning. What now? How do we battle the anti-Semitism, the anti-Israelism? How do we cope? And if I may just talk to your non-Jewish listeners for a moment.
Yes.
One thing that many of our friends will do is give a call and say, how are you? And that's very, very important to do, to call your Jewish friend, ask them how they're doing. But I would ask you go one step further and say, how can I help you? How can I help your community? What can I do that would be meaningful, as I know you're feeling alone? And that little extra step is so encouraging for people in the Jewish community to hear that we have friends who will be willing to not only talk, but to do.
That's right. That's right. Are you getting people reaching out to you at the Federation from outside the Jewish community asking how they can help?
To a certain extent, yes. We actually just spoke with an official from Henrico County today about security issues, okay, and that was a very productive conversation. Good. And we are looking forward to working with administrators and elected county officials, city officials, to be able to defend ourselves. God's willing, there won't be a need to, but
right,
we need to prepare, of course.
Right.
From general community, we have our interfaith committee, which does have non-Jews as a part of that committee, and we have received some very encouraging emails from people to say, yes, we are with you. Let us know what we can do.
I love that. I love that. What about the college campuses? You know, VCU's had some ugly stuff happening down there.
Yes.
I say kids, but you know what I mean. Are young adults on campus relatively safe and secure in Central Virginia, you think?
Well, school is out for our campuses. Commencement has been. Certainly there are summer sessions. We have not received any reports of anything planned or under watch for the summer.
Okay.
Most of our campuses, you know, all of them, as far as I know,
yeah,
should be okay. That said, every student, every faculty member, every staff member needs to be aware of where they are at, looking at the people around them. A big lesson from Colorado is to pay attention to somebody who looks like they might fit in, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
The person in Colorado was wearing a outfits looked like a gardener with canisters that looked like they might be pesticide. Right. But he wasn't actually spraying anything. He wasn't actually looking at plants. Right. He was looking at people.
Yep.
So that would be a clue that there's something strange going on. Same thing in Washington, D.C., that the perpetrator there was walking in circles. He was obviously concerned about something, and unfortunately nobody thought, oh, that's really strange. Let me go see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So just be aware is the most important thing.
Absolutely. For folks who are looking for some resources, Sam, a good website you'd point everybody to?
I would point people definitely to our website,
yep,
jewishrichmond.org, where if they see any type of anti-Semitic event, that they can file a report that is very, very needed, because we don't know about things that are going on unless it makes the news or somebody reports it to us.
Yeah.
So that is very important. The other place that people could go to for general information is the Secure Community Network, and that is a nationwide security organization where people, you don't have to be Jewish, you can go and get information on how to keep your community, your congregations, your organization secure. And that's all one word, securecommunitynetwork.org.
I love it. Sam, I appreciate you being here, my friend. Reach out to Sam, jewishrichmond.org. Great website, great resource. Thanks so much. It is 549, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.